Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yesterday was beautiful weather out. We still got to enjoy the indoor facility over at Saints Camp.
I was a little disappointed. I put on sunscreen and everything, and I was like, "Man, I need to get my reps in of standing out in the sun for 3 hours at a time, so that when training camp comes, I don't melt into the asphalt."
I'll never complain about being in the indoor AC, though.
I think it is. You know, it's going to be interesting. It's one of the questions I have is, how does Kellen handle practices? Because there's been some kind of minor changes so far, and we'll have to see. Like, Sean Payton always was just trying to break us.
Yes.
As a media corps, it was like, if I force them to stand out in the sun and die,
they
will not have the emotional will to ask me all the questions they want to ask me after practice. Like, I am not making that up. That was he thought about that, and we learned that when, like, Dennis Allen took over and suddenly we had a cooling tent. I was like, wait a second,
what is that?
They could do this the whole time. Anyway,
and now Kellen's here. We're actually using the Saints media room. What?
Yeah, crazy. And also, you know, one minor change, and this is a kind of a not a huge thing, but people are going to notice it when they go out there. There are names on the back of the jerseys now.
Yeah.
The practice jerseys, which, you know, I learn all these numbers pretty quickly so I can identify them while they're out there. But I've always felt like the fans that go out there, like, who's 46? I don't know. Now they have names on the jersey. So it's just kind of little things like that.
Right.
Practice on Thursday moved a little quicker. It's possible they were just trying to squeeze a lot in because OTAs, they have some pretty strict rules on how long they can be. But for instance, they had the 9-on-7 drills. They had the first team and the second team going at the same time on each end of the field, which is tough because you can't watch two things at the same time. But I do wonder if that you're going to see more of that, if you're going to see a little bit more of an efficient process in how they do things. Because I think that is something that Kellen is aware of, is getting people in and out, not wasting time. But we're going to see. Like, it's going to be interesting because we've gotten really used to how things operate, because you had Sean Payton for forever, and then Dennis Allen really just did the same stuff. So even though Sean's been gone for 3 years, it's still been basically the same. So, again, it'll be interesting to see how he changes things up.
Yeah, like you said, if there's one side of the field where first team's going on and the other side of the second team, we're gonna have to divide and conquer,
right,
as a divvy up our WWL staff.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
The QB battle, definitely the most hyped, most talked about, and I think it's going to be that way going into training camp as well. You know, Spencer Rattler, going into year two, Tyler Shuck, the rookie, second-round pick. And you got a guy, you know, in Hunter Deckers, the undrafted free agent, also in the mix. But with Jake Haener also going down with an injury right now, that main battle, it just got highlighted even further that it really seems like a Spencer Rattler versus Tyler Shuck for that starting week one gig.
Yeah, I was a little surprised that we didn't see, there was no reps for Deckers on Thursday. I thought with Jake out, maybe they would just slot him in and say, okay, here you go. And I think it's pretty clear that he's a developmental guy on this team. He's nowhere near the actual quarterback competition. Kellen Moore is going to maintain that Jake Haener is part of the quarterback competition. We'll have to see how long he sticks with that because there's just not that many reps.
Exactly.
And I just think there's going to be a point where you're just like, these are the two guys that are really competing. And it has to be Shuck and Rattler. And it's just like, how long are we going to go through this? I think Jake makes the roster. I do. Because I think you're going to have, you know, one of the things that we asked Jake yesterday, and he was like, do you think you need a veteran? He was like, he kind of laughed at it. He's like, no. What is a veteran going to come in here and do when you have all these former quarterbacks on the coaching staff anyway? Like, what, are we going to sit in the corner with the veteran quarterback and just go over notes? He's like, no, we're going to talk to the coaches. Kellen Moore, 5 years ago, or maybe not 5 years ago, what, 8 years ago, was the veteran quarterback in the room with Dak Prescott. He knows what that person needs to do. They don't need an extra body for that. But I do think with a young quarterback room, you're going to want some continuity there in terms of they're going to have a process. They're going to work through a lot. They're all going to learn this system at the same time. They're going to be able to bounce ideas off each other. That's something Tyler Shuck talked about. We'll hear his audio in a minute. You know, they're kind of learning this at the same time, and having all three of them in that room is valuable because they can kind of, you talk about dividing and conquering, like that's how they're going to be able to learn this offense. And they're competing, yes, on the field. In the classroom, it is a very much a collaborative process. And that's always the funny thing when you have these drawn-out quarterback battles. It's like, at the end of the day, you're on the same team. It can't be completely a competition.
Yeah, and right now, you know, we talk about the QB competition. It's tough to really gauge things with guys just in shorts and
right
no
now,
helmets.
There's nothing. Right. I mean, we're going to have hot takes. We're going to have overreactions galore. You know, anytime Tyler makes a great throw, oh man. Every time Spencer makes a great throw, oh man. At the end of the day, right now, all I'm looking for is, okay, are they confident? Do they look like they are picking up the offense? And they do, right? I thought Rattler looked really on point. I think he's going to – like people, I think, have already dismissed the idea that, he's not going to have a chance.
Agree,
I think if you're the Saints, you want Spencer Rattler to play well enough that he forces you to start him week one. You don't want to be in a situation where you don't feel like you have either guy ready and you have to throw the rookie in just because Spencer hasn't played well enough to justify starting him. Like, if I'm the Saints, I want him to go out there and force them to play him. Because here's the thing. I don't think the season's going to go that well. And I would much rather be in a situation where, like, week 12, I can make a change than if I start the rookie and it goes terribly. There's no coming back. You don't want to bench a guy if it's going badly.
Although we've seen that with a few, you know, few quarterbacks where they've gotten the start, gotten benched, and then rebounded after that.
Ooh.
Like Bryce Young last year with the Carolina Panthers.
I don't want to go down the Bryce Young pathway and be like, let's emulate the Bryce Young scenario. It's not what I want to do. But you're right. That is an example of it happening. I'm not sold on Bryce Young. But you don't want to do that. You don't want to bench a guy. Because guys don't often come back from the benching in any positive way. But let's get to this sound here.
Yeah, let's hear from Saints second-round pick Tyler Shuck after his first week of organized team activities in black and gold.
How has OTAs been for you so far? 3 days behind you?
Good. It's been really good. Just getting to know everybody, getting chemistry with the guys. I think it's been the biggest thing is you got new faces. Obviously, you're building the new installs every single day. So I've been feeling really good about that. Starting to just kind of connect with the guys even more.
And you're rotating in and out with Spencer right now, mm-hmm. the ones, Haener before. But how has that been, trying to get acclimated to different groups of guys?
It's been good. I mean, it's part of it. You got to go in there and operate. You got a taste of that in minicamp. You got brand new faces. The expectations, you got to go out there and perform. And I love it. And I think you just see the level of play here with Olave and Sheed and the kind of veteranness that we have at O-line. It's really, really cool to come in and operate. I feel a lot more prepared, you know, being kind of an older rookie coming in, you know, not being as nervous to develop those relationships, but knowing that's my whole job is to continue to earn my role and do everything I can.
Coach just talked about picking up on the language pretty quickly, like a 10-word play count or whatever it is. Like, how are you with the language of the offense so far?
It's been good. Yeah, I think that helped me out at Louisville this past year, having that huddle mechanics the whole time, coming in through the headset, just basically getting your feet wet there, and then now you can kind of come into this hitting the ground running. And obviously, you know, I'm not going to be perfect. There's going to be we're learning every day, and I think that's my whole goal, is to make sure, you know, I know my job and I can go, you know, get the ball out to those guys and make plays.
So Tyler, what's that quarterback moment like that you guys are actually in there together now?
It's been really good. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, we're all around the same age, speak the same language. You know, we've obviously Spencer and I are from the same area, Jake from California. We've all been around each other, so I think that's been the fun part, is just learning this offense together, bouncing ideas off of each other, and competing.
How first conversation with just like Spencer, you know, when you got here, just kind of as he got you into this program and kind of things, what kind of some of the advice or things that he was talking about?
We're just bouncing ideas off of each other and more. I mean, it's kind of really like a reunion, but still kind of catching up. Still, you know, it's a new offense. We knew each other a little bit previously, so it's all been really friendly and having fun. You know, we're out there competing in every little thing. Indy, net drills, footwork, you know, all that stuff. That's the fun part about this job, man. It's, we're going out there, we're trying to get better. You know, I'm a year older, but he's been a year longer, so the league a year longer, and we're trying to just keep going and keep growing and keep building.
Does that kind of help when it's not, I guess, right now, because we're not really in the thick of it, it's not a competition? At least it is like, hey, let's figure this kind of thing out first before we really get into the meat of like this.
Oh, no, I'm competing every day. Okay. No, we're competing every day. I think that's part of it. It's part of this job. That's why, you know, I love this game so much, is you got to come out there and compete and get better and yeah.
Adjusting to, you know, NFL system, Kellen's system, these first couple of weeks, I mean, what's been the biggest adjustment for you from that perspective?
Just new verbiage. I think, obviously, I've been in five or six offenses before, so it's unlearning those. And, you know, a lot of the same plays are ran or different ways to get to it. So when you're in and out of the huddle, you have to be in, you know, have to be very, very fast. So just unlearning the previous language and learning that. And so far, it's been good. And just trying to find that perfection that way.
What's kind of the, if you were to put like a hallmark of this Kellen Moore offense as you're learning it right now, what is it?
I would say there's going to be answers for almost everything that you're going to see. You know, whether they're finding different ways to scheme up runs or getting to different passes or take loads off of certain people, the quarterback, the O-line. I think he does a really good job of complementing each position and allowing everybody to go out there and play fast while still giving you a toolbox. And that's, I think, where I've had the most success in my career is having that toolbox, but ultimately letting your talent go shine.
And do you, like, on a personal level, go back and watch any of what he's done with Dak and Everett?
Yeah, that's the brunt of the what I'm watching right now is all those installs that we're going through, watching guys like Justin and Dak. I mean, it's super fun to watch, and I think you definitely pull a lot from that film and what they were able to do. And even just a year, you know, I think Justin, whenever he first started, he was my age, and what he was able to do, and obviously how much I looked up to him in that offense. And so it was really cool to watch that, and then kind of how it's transcended with Jalen and bits and pieces from that. So it's
a designer shoe warehouse. We believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests,
from building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm really excited to kind of keep going.
That's Saints rookie Tyler Shuck, and I would say, Jeff, he had the play of the day. That deep ball hitting, not Chris Olave, sorry, Shahid. It was Rashid Shaheed, yeah. Who was good to see him, you know, running. But a double move from Shaheed, and Shuck puts it out there, places it perfectly. Big game for the black and gold.
Yeah, that was my biggest takeaway. Honestly, the quarterbacks, everyone's going to have eyes on the quarterbacks all right. year. But watching Shaheed and Olave move around, more so Shaheed than Olave. Like, Olave,
agreed.
Yes, it's good to see him back, but he was dealing with a head injury, so there was no question of physically what he was able to do. And he was back at practice by the end of last season. He wasn't playing in the games, but he was back at practice. So there was an expectation he would be ready to go.
Right, we had Shaheed forever.
Had meniscus surgery last year, and after week 7. We haven't seen him. Like, who's to say where he was? He looked good. Like, he looked 100%. Like, a lot of times you'll see guys coming back from knee injuries, they'll take it slow just to be cautious. So not doing that, I thought, was telling of he's 100%. And yeah, that throw was beautiful. I think these quarterbacks are, Spencer knows about it. Tyler's going to learn quickly. Like, that he runs deep routes different than everybody else. Like, the way he tracks the ball, the way he can locate the ball at top speed and still run away from people is special. And like, when Tyler threw that ball, I was like, oh, maybe he overthrew him. Like, it looked like he overthrew him. And then I was like, wait, that's Shaheed. He's running under. If that's Pettis, I'm like, oh, no, he's not getting to that ball. Shaheed made it look like it was like, Shaheed makes every deep ball look like it was thrown perfectly because he gets to the exact spot he needs to catch it. And that's what that throw was. And yeah, like, that was a pretty deep ball. Tyler has this really nice pump fake where he kind of separates his hands, really sells it. And, you know, there's some nuances to his play that are really impressive. That's one of them. But no, I mean, he's still working his way through. I thought he was a little slow on some reads. Like, the reason I hate training camp stats is because Spencer Rattler's 8-for-8 was a lot more impressive than Tyler Shuck's 7-for-8 because Spencer was really decisive. He got the ball out quickly. He made NFL throws. I thought Tyler was a little hesitant. Like, one of the plays, he worked all the way to his backside read and got the ball to Kevin Austin. But it's like, you don't have 7 seconds in the pocket when there's a pass rush. So it's like, that's kind of a dead play to me. Like, I almost want to write an X next to that because it's not a play that happens in an NFL game. There was a couple more that were checkdowns, right? I don't think Spencer had a checkdown. I think they were all just kind of rifled in balls.
I was going to say he had some bullets.
There was one that knocked Juwan Johnson like off his feet. I was like, maybe don't throw it that hard. But I looked after he threw it. I was like, that was like a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. So, no, I mean, there's reasons to be excited about these offensive players. There's also reasons to say this team's going to struggle. But that's where you are.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.